Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up next, you'll be joined by Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. He was at the hearing yesterday. We'll break all the insanity down for us. Philly joins us via the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Philly, what up, man? How you doing, bud?
Yeah. What's up? I'm in your neck of the woods here, down on Half Street.
Yeah, what? You're welcome to come in.
Why didn't you just walk into the studio?
Yeah, you could have just come in. We can get Jeff to come get you.
You're on Half Street, and you're talking to us off of Half Street. That's like sitting in the back of the seat. You're in the back seat. I'm in the front. We're on the phone together.
Let's just put it all out there, then. I'm down here at the MLS announcement. I think it's out there now. They're hosting the All-Star Game next year. If not, surprise, we just broke the news. Congratulations to them. I think that's out there. They have food here, so I would need certain assurances before walking down
first,
the street.
One thing about the B. Mitchell Finley show, we get food damn near every day. Somebody's going to foot the bill.
Phillips, you walk in here.
If you walk in here, I promise you food.
And maybe even a cocktail. If you come in after 1 o'clock, you never know.
My kind of program.
Yeah, exactly. So you were there yesterday, right?
I was not inside the building. No, okay. I was not inside the room. They limited the number of people.
Okay.
But, you know, I was essentially watching it the same way everybody else was, and, you know, you get the interviews after.
What stood out to you from an actual action point?
Yeah, so, you know, it made me think of Ron Rivera. You know, what is it you always say? You got to focus on what's important, not what's interesting. I thought there was a lot of interesting during the 2.5 hours. And, you know, it's, hey, we can all giggle about, he asked about the Barstool guy or asked about the Deflategate or, you know, she's like banging her gavel and nobody cares. Like, there was a lot of interest. I thought what was important was in the documents that were released as well. And we're still going through those. There appear to be more than 1,000 pages of testimony and documents, you know, dropped by these guys yesterday. So there's going to be some serious sorting through, you know, putting some of it out there as we go. You know, one, you have a more fuller accounting of what happened during that time frame, which is bad. But two, which I think is more important as we go forward here, the team's narrative is, yeah, things were bad. We've noted that. We've apologized for that. We've done our time. But now things are good. And I don't want to dispute that because I think they've made a lot of really good improvements.
I think they should use the word getting better instead of good because it means like they improved.
Right. Yeah.
That's fair. And, you know, I think Jason Wright has done a lot of good things. I think the leadership there does care, and certainly Ron Rivera cares deeply, you know, about inclusion and you know, welcoming workplaces and things like that. But what we also learned was, even post, you know, change, even post Jason being hired, Ron being hired, Dan Snyder was still doing stuff in the background that was, you know, questionable at best in terms of sending private investigators to the cheerleaders' houses, offering hush money to them to not talk to the media anymore about this. You know, he hasn't kept his hands clean since he was told to keep his hands clean. I think that's ultimately going to be of concern to the NFL office.
The thing, like what you're saying about things were interesting and things like that and important, but when I watched the thing yesterday, and I know both sides, Republican and Democrat, were trying to have their talking points.
Yep.
And I think they lost a great opportunity to really show people that had a real, real concern about this, that we are trying to change things and make it better. And I think both sides missed that point.
I'd love to build on that because One, you had Roger Goodell in front of you for 2.5 hours to answer any question you would ask of him. And all these people come through and they take their 5 minutes trying to get on the 11 o'clock news.
Exactly.
Instead of asking Roger Goodell questions. I mean, what would you do to get Roger Goodell on your radio program for 2.5 hours to answer any question you have? Like, what an opportunity. Mm. We'll never get that opportunity. We get a question at a press conference once a year to him, and they chose to instead do their cheap little talking points instead of asking the man questions.
Yeah,
totally. Totally.
I think they could have got a lot more accomplished and moved. I understand that they're out there, they're initiating and trying to change, put past bills and all to get things changed up. Focus on that. Focus on how he can help things move forward. Instead of it turned into a damn cartoon to me.
Totally. So I think moving forward, right, the one action item is this subpoena that the Chairwoman Maloney said she's going to enact. Do you believe, one, the subpoena ends up happening, and two, that Dan will actually end up in front of Congress?
Yes and no in that order. I do believe the subpoena will happen because I think these politicians have learned that if they hit this button, a tweet comes out. Like, if they talk about Dan Snyder, they get to be on TV, they get to be on the radio. So I think she's going to keep hitting the button. Do I think Dan Snyder's going in front of Congress? No way. And look, let's just call this what it is. If I were Dan Snyder's advisor, if I were on the boat with him right now in France, I would tell him, you do not go in front of Congress. That's not going to end well. It's going to end very poorly for you. You're sitting on this boat until this thing passes in November.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance it happens.
I'm kind of thinking that they have to go through to actually get a subpoena. I don't think that happens either. Not by next week, as she stated.
Yeah, it has to go to the House floor, is my understanding. And I don't know that. I think the folks on the Oversight Committee will approve it, but then I think it actually has to go to the House floor, and I think that might be a different matter. Philly, the one thing that kind of stuck with me from yesterday is a lot of people made the it's not the crime, it's the cover-up, and the allegations that perhaps they didn't cooperate or intentionally tried to make things harder for the investigation. Do you think that will have any legs?
Yeah, I think that one's the one that's got the most legs just in terms of Roger Goodell. Look, the league's clearly tired of him. You know, Roger Goodell broke from the talking points twice yesterday. He refused to defend Dan on using the private investigators, and he wouldn't defend Dan on not coming forward with the 09 allegations. And so, you know, he's tired of these shenanigans, and the other owners are tired of these shenanigans. I continue to believe, I think you guys believe too, there's no way 24 owners are going to vote to get rid of him. I just don't see any way that happens unless they can prove that he was stealing money from the pot. I think that's the only one that would move the needle to a 24-owner degree. But you're watching the gradual erosion of something that was so big and so cool and so famous for so long, and it's just going to keep getting eroded. There were people who watched yesterday who, all right, I'm tired of this thing. I'm done with this thing.
Yeah.
You know, the ratings are going down. The ticket sales are going down. I know the ticket sales are going up right now, but in a broad, like, 10-year term, the ticket sales are going down. I think people are just tired of it, and I don't think, you know, all this being in the news over and over is doing anything other than just further driving those people away.
How much does it, you know, there's a contingent of fans out there that they care about football. They don't care about nothing else outside of it, that they will begin to shut down all of this other stuff, and if the team starts playing better, they could care less about anything else.
I mean, Robert Kraft got to lift a Super Bowl trophy and they cheered him down the street in the parade. Like, the bar is so low as an NFL owner, like, to clear and to be like, hey, you know, like, you're loved. Like, if they win a Super Bowl, if Tanya's on the riser holding up the Lombardi, like, all is forgiven. But, you know, I think the other point I'd make is, you know, this is all focused on the off-the-field stuff. Dan is not innocent on the field stuff either. A lot of the reason that the team has performed bad over the last two decades are decisions he has directly meddled in. So I'm not letting him off the hook on that regard either.
That, totally. And I think one of the most interesting things yesterday, I thought, was that Ron Rivera actually commented, right? Because he's smart. He's media savvy. He understands that, you know, a lot of folks are trying to avoid the storm here. And Dan has meddled consistently, and I don't know that he got involved in the Wentz trade, but the Albert Breer story showed that the first day Carson got here, they all went and had dinner at Dan's house, Dan and Tanya's home. So I think the suggestion that he's out of day-to-day operations is silly.
He does every other day. Right. Day-to-day means every day.
Right.
So every other day is okay.
Right. What was the biggest – like, what's your biggest – one thing that's interesting is I tell people to check out your Twitter, at MichaelPRTD. One of the allegations that's a strong allegation from a former chief operating officer over there, this dude David Paukin, alleges that Dan Snyder brought what he thought were call girls on a Final Four trip. And then somebody reached out to you to clarify there were only four people on that plane, and two of them were the University of Maryland president.
And one of them was Tanya, too.
Right. Like, how do you make sense of that? Like, how can one recollection of something be so wildly different than another?
Sure. And here's what you say about Paukin. He was fully under oath. And you remember, we that was one of the points coming out of this roundtable where Tiffany Johnson shared her story. A lot of the women shared their stories. They weren't under oath. They were just there to speak. So the people who talked for yesterday's report were full under oath. That's perjury. That's a felony offense if they weren't telling the truth. And so it would be a heck of a whopper to concoct. And if there were only four people on that plane, that feels moderately provable.
Get that little docket. They will tell you.
I don't know what to make of it other than obviously everybody's on full alert, 100% overdrive here and spinning the story and advancing the narrative. But, you know, if that's true, that the story's not true, I'd imagine we'll hear a lot more of it. If not, it's a pretty salacious story. Now, I don't think he should have the team taken from him because he maybe had prostitutes one time. Like, I heard stuff about other owners
with the same thing.
Exactly. But it just contributes to this, for, you know, I talk about this erosion. Like, if we're going to hear a new story like this every couple months, it's exhausting, and it's hard to stay tuned in if you're a fan.
Philly, we appreciate it. Enjoy MLS breaking the news that the MLS All-Star Game is coming to D.C. Is that this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay.
Coming off the World Cup is a good time to have some juice.
What is the event you're at?
They're just, you know, down here at Audi Field making the announcement. A lot of big wigs. The mayor's here. You know, I always gotta blow up the mayor anytime I see her. And you know, MLS commissioner's here, so I'll make sure to tell him you said hey.
Yeah, tell him I said hello. Does DC United have juice in Richmond?
Richmond has the minor league club, the Richmond Kickers, and their mascot Kickeroo, the soccer loving kangaroo.
Kickeroo.
So we got Nutsy the squirrel and Kickeroo the soccer loving kangaroo. So
I'm throwing out the first pitch at the squirrels.
Oh, let's not talk first pitches for God's sakes. I got enough going on. Phillips, thank you.
Everybody's throwing out the first pitch at the squirrel.
I know.
Phillips,
I did it twice.
You are seriously welcome to come in studio when you get done. We got a chair for you. We'll get you a sandwich. We'll take care of you. All right.
I'll see you in a bit.
All right. That's Mike Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch. Give him a follow at Michael P R T D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.